All right, here we go, everybody. Welcome back to the Just for Fun cast. Had a little summer fall hiatus there as I learned how to handle raising a little baby girl, but we are back, the Just for Fun cast. Looking forward to a few new projects we have going on. And today, I am starting a project where I'm going to rank every Seinfeld episode, numbers 1 through 169. We're going to start at the bottom 10, work our way up to number 1 over time. Today we're going to do the bottom 10. We'll probably do them, I think, 10 chunks at a time, or chunks of 10 at a time, you know, as we go. It was a big show when I was younger. I got really into it. I have some friends that were really into it, and my wife laughs at me. She thinks I have the episodes memorized. I assure you I do not. I assure you, if for some reason you're listening to this, you probably have better Seinfeld knowledge than I do, and that you, maybe you've got your own list, and that would be cool. I'm not here trying to say this is a definitive list or this should be your list. This is just my list of the ranking of the Seinfeld episodes. We're going to drop these in every now and then between the long Just for Funcast episodes. We've got some coming up about Smile and Smile 2, the movies that came out. We've got a few things in the works, but today we're gonna jump on into the ranking of every Seinfeld episode 1 through 169. After that, perhaps we'll get into The Office, or it would be almost impossible to do The Simpsons. I don't know how many episodes they're up to now, but that's off the table. But we could do The Office. And then I'd like to get into some fantasy genres of Lord of the Rings, Star Wars, things like that. I'd like to kind of get into and have someone who knows what they're talking about come in and really break them down for me. I'm kind of a superficial knowledge guy when it comes to a lot of pop culture. I go to the movies. I stay up with it, but I'm not diving too deep past that. So it would be great if someone with any depth of knowledge, if you have a depth of knowledge that you'd like to share, get in touch. Right now, the email is still the f1funcast@gmail.com, f1funcast@gmail.com. If you have a show, a movie, a musical album, anything going on in the world of pop culture, get in touch, and hopefully we can sit down and talk about it. But for now, we're talking about Seinfeld. Episodes 169 through, I believe, 160, maybe 159. I forget where I ended this list, but here we go. The bottom 10 Seinfeld episodes coming your way. All right, so a couple ground rules before we get going here. Again, this is my list, not your list. I'd love to see your list. We can compare notes. It'd be great. Double episodes are counted as one, and The Clip Show and The Chronicle, not Seinfeld Chronicles, the pilot, but The Chronicle, which was another clip show. They did highlights of 100 after the 100th episode, and then they did another clip show right before the finale. The two clip shows are out, and double episodes like The Bottle Deposit, The Pitch and the Ticket, those are going to be one episode. The Trip, you know, where they go to California, those were going to count as one episode. So hopefully there's no bias for the longer episodes, but I figure it would be too hard to break those storylines in half and then try to figure out where to place them on the list. So without further ado, we will be looking at what I believe. And from what I've seen on the internet, I think the internet agrees with me on this one. And again, there could be someone out there who this is your favorite episode of Seinfeld. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. It's just that I'm right. No, it's if it's your favorite episode, I'm all for it. And, I'm not going to say there's something wrong with you, but coming in at number 169 on my list would be The Dog. This is, of course, the episode where Jerry is sitting next to the man, Gavin Palome, I believe was his name, on the airplane, and he inherits the man's dog after he has a medical issue on the flight. Forces Jerry to stay home. George and Elaine kind of go off on their own to the movies without Jerry. Kramer's... you know, if you can't remember the storyline, you know it's not great, but it's just, it's not, there's nothing, there's no funny, you know, for such a great and classic show. There's not any real funny here. I would say the thing that jumps out when I think about this episode is when Elaine and George are at the coffee shop and talking about Jerry drinks Morning Thunder with caffeine in it, and George kind of goes nuts. That's some pretty good stuff. But, yep, number 169, The Dog. Now, one other thing I'd like to mention here before we keep going is that As we get further down these episodes and we get closer to the top, I'm sure I'm going to talk about each episode a little bit more. But these down here at the bottom, there's not too much to say. I'm sure if you love these episodes, give me a reason why. I'd love to see it, but I'm not going to spend too much time digging too deeply into these. This is more of a get back on the pod, get back talking to you all, and give you my opinion on something. I've wanted to do this for a long time, so we're not getting too deep. Next, at number 168, I've got the only episode of Seinfeld that doesn't start with the word the, which is Male Unbonding. Male Unbonding, this is the one where Jerry's trying to break up with his childhood best friend. He tries a couple times. He tries to give him Nick's tickets, and he can't really break up with him. He takes him to the coffee shop, and he starts breaking down. What was his name? Joel Hornick. Yeah, Joel Hornick was his childhood friend. Jerry at one point says, "I would have been friends with Stalin if he had a ping pong table," because Hornick had a ping pong table, and that was the genesis of their friendship. So, if anyone out there is listening to this from my hometown, I still claim the undefeated championship in ping pong back home. I'm not giving that title up anytime soon. And we'll move on right now to number 167. Now, controversial here, but I have what this list calls good news, bad news. It's also called the Seinfeld Chronicles, or you might know it as the pilot episode, the first episode of Seinfeld. Again, anytime I watch this, it's so old and it's their first episode. You can't really hold it against the writers and the actors and the show itself for such a blah episode, but truly believe, again, not too much funny happens here. A lot of the episode is about George and Jerry trying to interpret the greeting that this woman who's coming to stay with Jerry, he wants to get with her, and he's not sure if she wants to get with him, so they're interpreting, they're going over all the different greetings they might have when she gets off the plane. It turns out anyway, she's engaged. Not too much more to say about that. So, yep, we're moving right on to, interestingly enough, I didn't realize this while I was making my list, but my next episode, number 166, is going to be very controversial. But we had the pilot episode, the Seinfeld Chronicles last, and now we have at 166, the finale. The finale of Seinfeld, and there's a lot in here that you could enjoy, I suppose. You see, they have so many main characters coming back. You see everybody that had made any kind of, from Babubat, the soup Nazi, the low talker, everybody's there. As I'm saying this, I'm thinking maybe I put this way too low. But the thing is, you'll never go back and watch the finale just for fun, right? You'll never. No one wants to sit down. There's not a lot of laughs again. This is another one. Two-part episode. Not a lot of laughs going on. The first half, they're restarting the show Jerry, and the NBC's giving them a private plane they can take anywhere. They're going to take it to Paris, and then they have to, land in Massachusetts, and there are the witnesses and the Good Samaritan law. You know the story by now if you're listening to this, but it seemed like they were paying more service to get everyone on the show and to get the callbacks in than it was to really write any good jokes. And a little bit like the premiere episode, the Seinfeld Chronicles, you can't fault anyone for what a dud this was. But in terms of the reason it's so low too is at this time I was a huge Seinfeld fan. I remember my 7th grade science teacher, Miss Heyer. If you're hearing this someday, Miss Heyer, I remember you. You tried to get the best out of me. It didn't work. People have tried, people have failed, but you were the first. She had written on the board that night for homework to say goodbye to Seinfeld or watch the Seinfeld finale, and it was one of those things in the culture, in the zeitgeist, as they say, that was people were talking about it, people were buzzing, the people were trying to leak the script, trying to find out what was going on. I know they went through a whole bunch of craziness for, filming, and they had several different scripts that were dummy scripts in case they got out, and there were a lot of secrecy around the episode. And then I think for me as a fan, and for a lot of fans, to have most of it played out in a courtroom and not a traditional type Seinfeld episode and not very satisfying, not a lot of laughs. It was one of those, it was probably great at the time. you might get, as wrestling fans say, you might get a pop, right? People might have been like, "Hey, it's the Virgin," or "Hey, that's whoever." You know, what was Terry Hatcher's name in that episode? She was unforgettable. But Sidra, yes, thank you, whoever just said that, Sidra. And there were some pops and there's some things, but in terms of greatness of Seinfeld episodes, you've got to put the finale way down near the bottom. So I'm sure now that I've got your cackles all up and you're upset about that, let me get on to number 165. This episode, The Bus Boy. This episode, it's not my kind of episode. I wouldn't say it's a darker in tone Seinfeld episode, but it's a little bit more serious. The group cost this busboy his job and then saved his life. And Kramer and George go to, apologize to him, and they let the cat out. That's a big storyline. La puerta está abierta, right? Who left the door open? And it just, again, not a lot of funny in the busboy. The plot itself is kind of driven around, and I know a lot of them are driven around bad things that happen to other people, but the other storyline here is Elaine's got this house guest that she thought she was going to fall in love with, and now she's trying to get him out the door back to England. He was staying with her. Not much to go on here. The bus boy, not a great episode. Didn't love it, never loved it. You're way down near the bottom. Now, number six on today's list, and number 164 overall. Not sure how many people feel about this episode. You don't talk about it a lot, but The Good Samaritan. It's the episode where Jerry witnesses a car crash. He's going to follow the woman who hit somebody in order to tell her off. Ends up falling in love with her, of course. And George gets involved in the sneezing incident with the God bless you. And the husband doesn't say God bless you to the wife, right? And this is the one also where Kramer's having seizures with whenever, I believe it was the Mary Tyler Moore show. Was it the Mary Tyler Moore show? Yeah. No, Mary Hart, Mary Hart. When her show started playing on Entertainment Tonight, or her music, he would have the seizures going on. That was a big plot, trying to figure out why Kramer's having seizures. And this one just doesn't do it for me when I see it on The Good Samaritan. It's just the plot. They take a lot of time of Jerry chasing this person in the car, and I guess there's some good stuff where she's threatening to sew his ass to his face and put his head through his whatever. It's just the humor, the storytelling in this. There's not a lot of that, what they call the dovetailing, where the storylines all come together. Not a big fan. Don't need to make excuses for it. The Good Samaritan, you're on the list. Down here at number 163, I have the alternate side. What's interesting about this placement is it does have one of the great Seinfeld quotes of all time. These pretzels are making me thirsty. That's the classic quote that comes out of this one. The alternate side refers to George parking cars out in the street, alternate side parking in New York City. Actually, through another Seinfeld podcast that I listen to, Seinfeld, the post-show recaps, a show about nothing with Rob Cesternino and Akiva Winnicker, not a paid endorsement. I learned through Akiva about the alternate side and what a pain it is in New York City. I've never had to do it, but it sounds like a nightmare. So, of course, George causes commotion on the street. Kramer gets that one line in the Woody Allen movie. Good stuff. And this is where Elaine dates the older writer, Owen Marsh, and he has the stroke, and they put the cookies in his mouth. And I just never really liked the Owen Marsh storyline. That's a big part of this for me. I just didn't like the Elaine with this older guy who had a stroke, and she's like nursing him back to health with the Yankee Bean, the whole little song she sings. And again, just not really for me. Doesn't do it for me. I know these pretzels are making me thirsty is great, and I believe that's where, Jerry's got his bit about the rental car and holding reservations, and anyone can just take them and all that. And I guess there's good stuff in there. Maybe I'm a little harsh on the alternate side, but in my life, when I see the alternate sides on, I never really put it on. And it's mostly because of the Elaine Owen Marsh stuff. As I'm putting these on the list, I should be telling you the season and the episode number. So from the bottom, The Dog, season 3, episode 4. Male Unbonding, season 1, episode 3. Good News, Bad News, The Seinfeld Chronicle, season 1, episode 0. That was the pilot, remember? The Finale, season 9, episode 22. The Busboy, season 2, episode 12. The Good Samaritan, season 3, episode 20. And The Alternate Side was season 3, episode 11. And just saying those out loud, that sounds right to me. I do not like these episodes that much. I'm surprised to see 1, 2, 3 season 3s and a couple of season 2s in there. I would have guessed it would have been all season 1 and all season 2 at the bottom. But that's why you do this. It's the exercise of it, right? So we'll move on to me. For me, number 162, season 5, episode 16, The Stand-In. This is a Mickey episode, Mickey and Kramer episode, and I really don't care too much for Mickey. He does a good job. He's a good foil for Kramer, but they always just end up wrestling, And it ends up, you can kind of see what's coming with Mickey. He builds up, and then he jumps on Kramer, and you have Kramer with Newman, the short guy, or the long guy and the round guy, and then you have Kramer and Mickey, the tall guy and the little guy, and frankly, I think I prefer Newman. Not that Newman could have played, the role. This is where they get the job on the TV show as stand-ins. And I think it's the episode two where Elaine goes on the date and the guy takes it out. Not loving it. I don't think it's anything you'd write home about or that you'd die to put on. I mean, you'd watch it. I'd watch it. Anyone would watch it, but not that great. So moving on now to the 161st ranked episode of Seinfeld, according to me, will be another season 9, episode 20, The Puerto Rican Day. Now, I always thought it was the Puerto Rican Day Parade, so that's one thing, but I guess it's just the Puerto Rican Day. This is the episode where the four of them are trapped in the car during the parade. They were coming home from a Mets game, all four of them in the car. It's a bottle episode, right? Where, like, the parking garage, or like the Chinese restaurant, where the whole episode takes place outside of the apartment in one spot, kind of thing. I suppose they move to different sets a little bit, so it's not a true bottle episode. But here's what I really don't like about the Puerto Rican Day, and nothing to do with the flag burning controversy or any of that. It's your second to last episode of Seinfeld, and you give us this weird, uncomfortable, not that funny bottle episode that is takes place in the car. You got the maroon golf, and we do get to see Penny Packer and Cal Varnson and Art Vandelay again when they're up looking in that apartment. But there's just you have this iconic show on the air for 9 seasons, and you're wrapping it up. And I'll be damned if I didn't think the second to last episode would have been heavy on Jerry's apartment, heavy on the diner. Maybe a trip to the Costanzas, having it in the middle of a New York City street, it could have been any other TV show. It wasn't Seinfeld, right? So now you have the finale and you have the Puerto Rican Day. You've got your last two episodes take place completely out of your familiar locales, and just it doesn't click. For me, that doesn't click. I wanted one, I think the one before this, I don't have it in front of me, but was The Maid? Is that the second, third to last? Where it is, a lot in Jerry's apartment, a lot on the usual set, and I just was hoping that there would be one more like that rather than ending with a bottle up. Or why not flip it? Why not put this one second to last or third to last and put one more in the apartment set and in the diner set as the penultimate episode? But that's really my main gripe. I know a lot of people do have problems with the Puerto Rican flag was burned during the episode, and it just wasn't well received. It was a bit of a debacle. I think every writer that ever wrote on Seinfeld has a credit on it because they just want to spread the blame around. So, yeah, that's the Puerto Rican Day. Just a tough, tough episode to get through, really. All right, and here we have it with the final episode on this quick hitter podcast of Seinfeld. I have season one, episode two, The Robbery. These early seasons, it's hard to love them, but You can if you look for good stuff. And the robbery, I think it was one of the first episodes I ever saw. I remember as a kid cracking up with Jerry doing the whole talking about the best lock available on the market today. It only has one design flaw. The door must be closed. I used to love that as a kid. It's, but there's not much going on. Jerry gets robbed. He wants to move out of the apartment. George and Elaine are jockeying for position of Jerry's apartment when if he moves out, and we have, the big coin flip with the interference. George likes to call interference when it hit the counter. He wanted to get another flip and all this. And again, just the early season one, episode two, they're just trying to get their footing, coming up with storylines. I can't really dump on it, but it's just not really that great of an episode. Not too much happens. So yeah, there we are. There's our The bottom 10, I'm glad to get the bottom 10 out of the way. I want to be positive. There are so many great episodes, and there's so much I want to dive into. If I'm being frank, I didn't dive too deeply into these episodes. As I looked at the list, I started pulling them down. The ones I don't like, I started dragging them down. And then I kind of went back and rewatched a little bit and brushed up a little bit just to make sure I had the storyline straight. But as we move forward, especially as we get closer to the top half, there's going to be a lot to talk about. There's some of the best sitcom writing that's ever been put on TV, some of the best storytelling. I can't wait to talk about Michael Richards' acting and Jason Alexander, Julia Louis-Dreyfus. I mean, obviously Jerry Seinfeld, but there's just so much Wayne Knight as Newman. I can't wait. I can't wait till we talk about episodes and it's like, hey, here's our first appearance of Frank Costanza on the list, or here's our first appearance of Newman. And maybe we missed him here in the bottom 10, but I don't really think so. I think we got Mickey. But yeah, we're gonna keep going. We're gonna go up the list all the way up to number one. I have finished my list, so my number one, I have it. It's set in stone, but we're not gonna reveal that until a little bit down the road. So if you want to come on and share your list or give me thoughts on yours, or if you want to come on and just talk about each episode as I bring them up, give me an email at f1funcast@gmail.com. That's F1 like the racing. F1funcast@gmail.com. If you're out there and you're listening, you have my phone number. And you want to come on and talk about it, shoot me a text. We'll get on there. But we're going to keep cranking these out. We've got some stuff coming. It's good to be talking to everybody again. And thanks for bearing with us through this summer of chaos with little Lily, but she appreciates it too. And a little bit of space and grace as she figured her way through the first year of her life. So it's good to be back. It's good to be talking Seinfeld, podcasting and Seinfeld, two of my favorite things. We will talk to you guys soon. Thanks for listening. And give my other podcast, the F1 Funcast, a shout. If you're into racing, if you're into Formula One racing, especially the F1 Funcast, you might like it. You might check it out. Or if not, thank you for listening to the Just for Funcast. Have a great day, everybody. Take care.